Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Debbie Meyer is here. Debbie is our good friend, a long-term Brain Trust member. She is one of the great inventors of our time. She invented the green bags. You know those what those are, especially ladies. I know you know what those are. Guys, you've heard of the cake cutter. She invented that one. And she runs her own business, and she also is an author. Many of you have seen her all over the television selling her wares, and she's a one-woman entrepreneurial dynamo. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations. You're welcome, and glad you're here, but congratulations. I'm seeing here that you've been named to the list of the 90, I don't know why 90, but the 90 most powerful... Listen to this, folks. The 90 most powerful female mentoring and philanthropic leaders in the nation. Now, that sounds like a subversive group to me a little bit, Debbie. that many, when 90 powerful women get together, I get a little nervous, Debbie.
Watch out.
That's exactly right.
But you're going to get us all in one room.
That's right. Yeah, I'd like to watch that. I'd pay for that admission to that gathering. But congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
What a great honor.
It is.
Folks, it says 90, but I'm sure Debbie was like in the top two. So
that's
that's the story I'm sticking to. But why 90? Why not 89 or 91?
You know, I didn't pick the number, but
or
I guess 100. When they went through the list, that's what they came up with.
You know, I was once
I'm just happy to be on the list.
I was once named to the Heavy 100 radio talk show hosts.
Wow.
And the only reason I was 101, actually, I think, and one of the ladies who was ahead of me resigned from the list because she didn't want to be called the Heavy 100. So that's how I got
kind
I sneaked
of an unfortunate
in.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Debbie, the Great Recession has turned into what's for a lot of people is still the not so great recovery. We still even though the economy's coming back and more businesses are doing better, we still have to stick to our knitting. We still have to focus on the fundamentals, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. This is at no time was it a greater importance. I do a thing where I call it "How am I doing?"
Hmm.
And it's actually borrowed from ex New York Mayor Ed Koch.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a little cough. Because he used to famously say that all the time. He used to ask his constituents at all times, "So how am I doing so far?" And I turned that inward and decided that's a good thing to be asking ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a constant check-in. I think if there's a genuine necessity for an ongoing temperature check of your business, whether you're analyzing initiatives that you undertook to start in the first quarter, you have to identify and quantify if they're working for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of my mentors used to call that checking your position.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, whenever I would go wandering off on years ago when I was a young pup, I'd go wandering off on some windmill that I was tilting at, and he would say, you know, Jim, it's okay for you to. You know, to be, you know, thinking outside the box. But he said, make sure as you go along that you check in your position. Check your position to make sure that you haven't wandered off on a limb and that's about to break off behind you.
You know, it's true, and there are so many ways to identify whether you have a set of advisors you talk to. Make sure you're talking to them regularly. It's not making them your back office to make all your decisions for you as an entrepreneur, because as an entrepreneur, you're going to want to make the decisions, you're going to be able to be responsive,
right.
But they are actually going to tell you, you know, guess what? You know, this particular position wasn't working for you very well. Maybe you can tweak that. And I think it's all, you know, I'm not this high-tech girl. I have a pen and pad of paper. And I make lists. And I have, you know, I have various books around that I keep. And I have lists of things that I want to check back in on. And I,
what's an example of what you write down? What do you write down?
I write down, I want to check what my sales were. I call it beat yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I want to check what maybe my sales were this month, last year. You know, I'm going to compare. And that's not like my, you know, my end of year financial analysis. Mm-hmm. This is just like a 1 month snapshot of something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how am I year to date? How am I month to date? How am I compared year to year? And if it has...
I think we lost Debbie. One of the things we'll get her back on. One of the things that I would want to know, folks, and I was just thinking of as Debbie was saying that, is it's one thing to know how your sales went last month. Let's say that January, you've now got all your January numbers in, and you saw that January for 2011 was better than January 2010. Well, that, you know, what caused that? Was that because the economy got better? Was it because you did something smarter, or you worked a little harder, or you found out a little bit more about what customers want? And the other thing is, you know, not only what caused it from a macro standpoint, from an overall standpoint, but do you know what brought in that business? Do you know what brought in, you know, why, if business was better, part of it was the economy, how much can you attribute to the economy, but also how much can you attribute to something you did? Or, you know, just because you got an increase, don't think that, you know, I don't think we should assume that it's because we were so smart. It might be because the economy has picked up. The reason you're growing, the reason things are going better, might just be because you know, the overall forces of the economy. Your customers got a little more excited about spending some money. That might be the issue. But therefore, if you don't check your position, if you don't ask yourself, as Debbie said, how am I doing? If you're not doing that, you might miss the opportunity to find out, wait a minute, I actually made a mistake. We actually didn't do something right here. It could have been better than it was if I had made an improvement. So check your position, folks. As Debbie said, ask yourself, how am I doing? It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. By the way, sometimes this hurts. It can sting a little bit, but that's what you got to do if you want to seek excellence. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.